Good morning, church. As you can read, I'm going to be reading from Romans 12, 9 and 10. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves.
Good morning. You know, Christian life can get a little confusing at times. Regular life can get a little confusing at times. And when you get confused, it's really easy to lose sight of some basic things that are very, very important. This morning I want to talk about a basic thing that was mentioned in that passage that I think can help us have some clarity when times are confusing, and that I think is just really important overall. I think you have to click one time on that for it to advance. There you go, thanks. And that is honor one another above yourselves. Hey, I'm going to lay my cards on the table. I'm going to try to get you to honor other people above yourselves. It's startling how I can come up with points like that, isn't it? I mean, you just kind of read the Bible and it's right there. But it's one that we can pass over pretty quickly and just miss. So I thought it's worth calling attention to that great line, honor one another above yourselves. A quick overview of the teaching of the New Testament, really the Bible, about honor includes this. First, we are supposed to honor God and Christ above all else. And our honor should include our lips, but it's got to include more than our lips. If it's just our lips and our hearts are far from Him, that is not acceptable. We've got to honor Him with our lips and our hearts and our lives. We can also seek honor from God, not in the sense of, hey God, I think it's time to honor me, but rather seek honor from God by living right. And sure enough, the Bible says, God says, that He will honor those who honor Him, but disdain those who despise Him. So it's right for us to live our lives in such a way that we seek honor from God. We're not really supposed to seek honor from people, but rather focus on giving honor to people. And there are a few special people that are mentioned in 1 Peter 2:17. Peter says, show honor to everyone, love the family of believers, fear God, honor the emperor. So there are a few people designated there, including the emperor. And you say, our emperor isn't worthy of honor. And I didn't write this, okay? But I do want to point out that the emperor he was talking about was Nero. And from everything we can tell, he wasn't really worth much honor either. So we are called on specifically to honor the king, and we're called on to honor our parents, and husbands are called on to honor their wives. But for the most part this morning, I want to focus on the first thing Peter said, and that is to honor everyone. And the thing that Paul said in Romans 12, which is to honor each other, other Christians, other people who are in this church even. That's what I want to talk about. So what does it mean to honor someone? Well, it's an aspect of love. If you're reading there in Romans 12, verse 9, love must be sincere. And then a whole bunch of other exhortations follow that that are specific aspects of what it means to love. So when we honor people, we are showing love to them. It is related to respect and value. And I don't know any easy way of explaining that except to tell you that the word honor is often translated cost or value or money. And if you want to know more about that, write me and I'll try to explain that a little bit better. Maybe one that will work is in 1 Timothy 5, we're told that elders whose work is teaching and preaching are worth double honor, which seems to mean pay. And it's kind of like our word honorarium. It's a way of showing honor to people. It has to do with their value and what they are worth. And so when you honor someone, you're letting them know that you see how valuable they really are. I have a little cultural advice for you. We do spiritual stuff here, most of it. Let me give you a little cultural advice. If you come across a nice painting, let's say somebody gets you this painting, the original, for Christmas. Don't re-gift that. That painting is worth more than you may think. I looked it up this morning. They think $830 million. Okay. But you know, if you have a painting, you can zoom in and notice the paint is cracked. Can you believe the paint on my painting is cracked? Who would give me a painting that has cracked paint? Or you could back up and appreciate the beauty of the thing that you have and focus on its good points and take good care of it. Treat it like it's valuable. So when it comes to people, you can focus in on their warts or whatever it is, or you can back up and appreciate their value and their beauty as a person. It's not entirely clear to me whether Paul is telling us to honor others above yourselves, that is more than yourself, that is consider them more valuable than I am, or if he is telling us that we are to outdo each other in showing honor. But in either case, it has to do with the value and the respect of that person. When you think about the word respect, kind of probing this a little bit more, sometimes you respect people who are especially talented or knowledgeable at something. Yesterday we had the funeral service for Marilyn Lee, who passed on. And when you do that, you pay your respects. I mean, that's what you're doing. If you read the obituary, you may have learned, or maybe you already knew, that she had a degree in engineering mathematics and that she worked as a NASA aerospace technologist. And when you hear that, you go, wow, I didn't know that. That's pretty impressive stuff. She could probably help me with my math problems. And so you respect the person because of that. But let me ask this. If she didn't have that degree, would you have respected her any less? I mean, you respect people if they're really good at something, but I think the kind of thing that Paul is telling us is that we're supposed to respect everyone, whether there is anything especially noteworthy about them or not. And there probably is, but we consider everybody valuable because everybody's created in the image of God. In 1 Corinthians 12, the Bible compares the church to a human body. And it makes the point that God has given special honor to those parts that seem less honorable. And so people, from a human point of view, you might think, well, some of us, and I've got to be careful not to look at anybody here, some of us are not as honorable as other people. But the Bible says that God has given greater honor to those people, and that we are to act on that by having equal concern for one another. We don't kiss up to the people that are worth special honor and ignore everybody else. We have equal concern because God has decreed special honor on the ones that we might otherwise think are not as honorable. And so the point here is that we respect and value every human being because they are made in the image of God. Now, ways of showing honor. I'll give you a few practical things here. I think it's good sometimes to honor people formally. And we do that sometimes. Sometimes we'll call somebody up here or we'll have people stand up. We had the father stand up. Was that last week or the week before? Sometimes we show special honor to people. But I think probably the passage is talking about showing honor to everyone constantly in the way that we regard them and the way we treat them. And I think we do that primarily by how we are when we are with people. We notice people. You don't just notice the people that you think you're going to get something from or that are going to make you feel good or that are going to make you benefit in some way. You notice everybody, and that's a way of showing them honor. And you talk to everybody, and you listen to everybody. When somebody listens to you, you feel valued and respected. That's a way of showing honor. You love them in their love language. You don't just love them in your love language. You love them in their love language because you're thinking about them. And I think it has to do mostly with the everyday life kind of stuff. Most of you have probably heard this story, but I thought of it in this connection of the little boy many, many years ago that went to the soda fountain counter, and he asked, how much is a chocolate sundae? And the waitress said, 50 cents, which shows how long ago that was. And the little boy has a handful of coins, and he starts counting his coins, and she's there waiting impatiently for him to count his coins. And he looks up and says, how much is a regular dish of ice cream? And she says, 35 cents. And so he counts some more, and then he says, I'll take the regular dish of ice cream. And so she goes and gets it, and she's all impatient, slaps it down in front of him, goes about her business, and comes back a few minutes later, and the boy is gone, and the empty dish is there, and beside it is 15 cents, which was her tip, which was enough to buy the sundae. But he was thinking about her. And I think that's kind of what honor is the way we treat people in everyday life. Heard another story about a guy that got to see the president. And I forget which president it was. This was an old story too, so it goes back a ways. But he was standing in line to get to see the president, and he noticed that the president said something to everybody that came by to shake his hand. And he was so excited and wondered what the president was going to say to him. And when he got up there, the president shook his hand and said, move along, move along, move along. Pretty sure that's not what it means to honor other people. But it's to treat people as valuable and worthwhile in everything, including all the little things. I want to talk a minute about the effect of this. Casey mentioned a while ago that one characteristic of a really good church is when everybody's all in and devoted to something, including being devoted to one another. If you want to make a healthy church, then treat people with honor. Treat them like they're valuable. Treat them with respect. People are going to eat that up. The world beats people down all the time. The world is full of all kinds of criticism and judgment and negative words and harshness. If they could come to a place where everybody honored other people, that would have a tremendous effect on them. And that way you can get away without having the most spectacular preacher or worship leader or whatever it is. I agree with him. That's not really what it's about. It's about who we are as people and our devotion to God and our devotion to each other. And so we're devoted to honoring each other in love, and that has a tremendous effect. What you may not realize is that honoring other people also has a tremendous effect on you when you do it. Came across this article in Psychology Today by Stephen Stosny, and it's called You Are the Way You Value and Devalue. And I put that in the notes in case you want to Google it. It's not a technical article, and it's not that long, but he argues that the way you value other people or devalue other people is going to affect who you are and who you become. And what happens so often is we devalue other people and don't realize that we are devaluing ourselves in the process. Sometimes when we devalue other people, we have an adrenaline rush, and we have this feeling of power and control, and so we think we feel good, and then when the adrenaline fades, we don't feel good anymore, so we have to put somebody else down to get that feeling back, and we get caught in that cycle, but none of that puts us in touch with what's really important about who we are as a person. And we are actually becoming a smaller person through all of that. Maybe you've heard the quote, to be little, you have to be little. Or, as Stosny would probably say, as you be little, you become little. But the converse of all of that is also true, that by valuing others, we increase our own sense of value. When we value and honor and respect others, we increase our own sense of value and respect. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:25, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed, or more literally, whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. So if we're concerned about raising other people up, it's going to raise us up as well. And I've tried it, and it really works. I don't have it down yet by any means, but you do feel better when you honor and you bless other people. God blessed Abraham so that he would be a blessing. And I'm thinking that's why he blessed us too, is so that we could be a blessing to other people. So there's a tremendous effect of doing this. As to how we get the power to do it, the answer is we find that power from God and from the Holy Spirit. The teaching here is in Romans 12, verse 10, which is pretty early on in the practical section of Romans. The first 11 chapters of Romans are theological. They talk about sin and God's provision for sin and the power of the Spirit that gives us the ability to overcome sin. And then in chapter 12 and verse 1, he says, therefore, based on all of that, or as he puts it, therefore, in view of God's mercy, I urge you to offer your bodies to God as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. And then everything that follows is based on the mercy of God. So because of God's mercy toward us and because of the power of the Spirit who is bearing fruit in our lives, we have the ability to follow the word of the Lord and to honor one another above yourself. So, as I mentioned a while ago, no secrets here. I want to urge us to honor one another. I want to remind you that it's really easy to forget Romans 12, 2. I meant to read that verse too. It says, don't be conformed to this world. And as I mentioned, the world is full of judgment. It is full of ascribing negative motives to other people. It is full of tearing people down and disrespecting people and doing whatever you can to put them down to try to raise yourself up. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind and speak words of honor to each other. It'll be a blessing to the church. It'll be a blessing to your own life, and it'll be glory to God. I commend it to you and urge you to try it. We're going to sing a song now. If you have a need or something you'd like to talk to a shepherd about or a shepherd's wife or to pray about, we'll have some of them at the back. It's worship as well. So let's stand and sing worship to God together.